Today, we'll talk about karma. Karma has become a mainstream word. Karma is a word that is associated with another word that rhymes with rich. Hey, karma is a rich. It's a common phrase used by everyone. The karma is like a very judgmental person, like sitting around in the heavens, and it's like it's got a stick in his hand, and he's gonna punish us as soon as we do something bad. I think in this world of instant reaction, when everything is instant at the touch of a button on our phone, on our screens, really, we also want the result of a karma, good or bad, instantly. Hey, I helped you. I was good. I need you to be good with me because that is karma. No, in reality, it is not really like that. Karma is not instant. For example, you're parking and you're just about to park, and another car zooms by and takes your parking spot. You took my parking spot just as I was about to park in that spot and did not even apologize. Now, Providence will punish you and take away your parking spot or more. Oh no, that is simply rude. That is not a karma issue. The whole point of me making this silly story and joke is that karma is a deep philosophical concept mentioned in Hinduism or Buddhism, also in Christianity. For example, you shall sow what you reap. It definitely means at a very basic level that if we are bad, we will get some bad results. And if we are good, we will get good results. Now, the problem is who decides what is bad and what is good? You simply read a book, maybe a holy book, and there's some stuff written there, bad or good. But the thing is, we are reading the interpretation of these so-called experts. So the interpretation of what is good and bad, and then we take it to mean as this is what it means that what we are doing is either good or bad, and so that is karma. Now, what I'm going to be talking about today is talking from our holy book, Bhagavad Gita, because in my personal opinion, as a student of Vedic literature and Vedanga for the last 25 years, it is the best book, the best scripture. If you want to learn about karma in detail, you need to read Bhagavad Gita. Think of karma as a line of credit from an issuing bank, except here the issuing bank is Providence. It is in a place, the location of this issuing bank is higher grahas or planets, heavenly planets, and it is an exhaustive source. You can run out of your line of credit, even go into a negative line of credit. If you go into a negative line of credit, we go to the lower planets. Let's explore this further. Okay, so according to the principle of karma, every action or deed a person performs will manifest in the future. This future is not today, may not even be tomorrow, may not even be 2 weeks from now. It may start manifesting 10, 15, 20 years from now, a little bit. And some of it will manifest maybe in your next lifetime. So this manifestation of karma is over lifetimes, not even lifetime, lifetimes. So some positive actions, remember the line of credit, you can add and increase your line of credit. And negative actions will reduce your line of credit. So that is one way of understanding it. But before we can dive into the three types of karma, let us understand that concept of karma is associated with the idea of rebirth. So if you do not believe in it, then this podcast is useless for you. We were born before and we died, and we are born again and we will be born again. Everyone who takes birth dies. Everyone who dies takes birth again. Energy remains constant, and we are energy. So the concept of karma is often and is truly associated with the reincarnation that we are coming back again and again and again, die and take birth, die and take birth, new karma, die and take birth, new karma. This is happening. And then now let's get into what is happening. So there are three types of karma that we can do. So I told you that karma is like a line of credit from an issuing bank. Here, the issuing bank is higher authorities, providence, these higher angels, beings, right? So I am talking from a book called Jaiva Dharma and the Vaishnava Philosophy by Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So there is something called Hinduism. Hinduism is actually not a word, it's a new word. What it used to be called was Varnashrama. This simply means that there are different people in society and they all have a duty. The duty of people in society is called Dharma. D-H-A-R-M-A, Dharma. It is not. The actions that they take in order to perform their Dharma is Karma. Whatever your duty is, a mother's duty or father's duty is to look after their kids. This is their Dharma. And they do it by certain action, you know, maybe cooking for the child and looking after the child and so on. That is the Karma that they're doing. For students, it is to study. That is their duty. So they study by, you know, looking at books and making notes and going to class. Teachers, their Dharma is to teach, and they do it by action of teaching, right? So we know everybody has a Dharma. So we do our Dharma or duty by different actions, right? Think of Dharma as a noun and Karma as the verb. So the duty related to action, all right? For example, a duty of a doctor is putting your patients first. Soldiers who have fought for their country go to a planet which is just above us, Upaswarga or Swarga, as a result of their good deed, but it's exhaustive. They will stay there. Think of it as when you go for a Disney vacation. You have paid a certain amount of money for your Disney vacation. Let's say you spend $2,000 for a Disney vacation for 1 week. So we will go there and you'll have an amazing time and so on. And then your credit is up. So this soldier who died, you know, fought for their country and, you know, they went to heaven. They're not going to stay there forever. They have a reward, a credit for staying up in that heavenly planet. Now that this particular heavenly planet is the one just above our earth is the one that I'm talking about. It is one of the many, many heavenly planets. So you go there, it's amazing. It has these beautiful gardens. Think Hawaii and steroids. Not that I've been there, but I'm basing it on what I've read in the scriptures. And then you stay there for a little while or many years. And then, you know, your vacation is done. You have paid, it's finished. You go back to Earth and you're going back to Earth with zero credit. Your heavenly vacation in the Swarga planet is done. Bye-bye. So that is one. We do good deeds and most of the times we just want to go to this like upper planet. There's also Mukti. Mukti is, now this Swarga or this heavenly planet is located just above us in another dimension. And it is in the universe that is, you know, destroyed at the end of, it's Pralaya, apocalypse, right? At the end of four kalpas. So if you want to talk about a place which is a spiritual place where nobody ever dies and so on, that is Mukti. That is a different area that we're going to talk about in another place. That is Vaikuntha planets. Vaikuntha planet is a spiritual world. Nobody dies. Everybody remains young. You know, there is no suffering and so on. That is not the Swarga that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Swarga where you go and have beautiful garden and you're having so much fun. We talk about that Swarga. So this is your karma. You have gone, come back to Earth. Now this time you do not, let's say you are sent back to Earth, your vacation in the heavenly planet called Swarga is over. This time you decided to do actions that are not sanctioned by the scriptures. For example, very simple. I think this is in all religions and regions. Do not hit somebody. Do not kill somebody. Be nice to everybody. Be kind. Be loving. And if you're the opposite of that, in Hinduism, in Vedic culture, we call it pap. Right? There is a negative balance or negative reward. Your line of credit. I mean, if you have a credit card and you do not pay off your balance, they will take away your credit card. And then you have your numbers start going down. Your credit report becomes bad. So the reward of doing these bad activities where you are going, you know, violence or killing or generally being not so nice to other people, to animals, you know, to Mother Earth, you're just being bad to her. Then, you know, you will go in a, you know, hellish vacation. I'm calling it vacation because in Hinduism, it is not for eternity. Again, just like you went for your vacation in the Swarga for a limited time, you go to hell. And there are many, many types of hellish lower dimension planets. Your hellish vacation, you go there and you have a horrible hellish time. And when your time is done, your negative credit is done, then you come back to Earth. Earth is like the Middle Earth. It's Karma Bhumi. This is where you make new karma. Animals do not make karma. Animals are free from karma. It is only human beings who have karma. There is another word. So the first was karma, and bad karma is vikarma. There is an Indian name called Vikram, which is not this. This is vikarma. Now, third word is akarma. So people who are spiritual leaders, who are devotees, and this is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains that akarma is done where you are doing everything, like you living a life of service. Everything you do it for the service of God and you for service of others. And that is called akarma. That means you are not accruing bad or good results. This is going to lead to mukti, where you're going to leave the universe and go to those Vaikuntha planets, which is another podcast. So you might ask, hey, so who decides what kind of hell or bad result or good result we get from this bad karma or vikarma? So here's the answer. For example, in law, if someone has intentionally broken the law, like they say, you know, murder in the first degree, for example, or in a heat of passion, second degree, or something, you know, so there are degrees of how much it's done. And the result in the law is also given accordingly. Similarly, what was your intent when you did your karma, bad karma? You know, that intent is also taken into account. Now, the good news is it's all not, oh my God, I mean, yeah, you are bad, honestly. You are not kind to animals. You kill animals, you eat animals, you're unkind to other human beings. You know, if you go and leave negative reviews for any Tom, Dick, and Harry, you fight with other people, you gossip, you basically just talk crap behind other people's back. You do not take care of Mother Earth. You do not do your duty. That is vikarma, right? And how do we get rid of this vikarma, right? So there are some amazing karma busting, karma releasing, bad karma releasing activities. These are, for example, you can give charity, you can volunteer, you can do seva or service, live a life of seva or service. There's so many rituals. You can do meditation, chanting. Some amazing ways of getting rid of karma is taking care of animals and birds, taking care of elderly, minorities, honor minorities. It doesn't matter who, when, where, what, all minorities must be honored. Never take advantage of the fact that you're not a minority. And even if you're a minority, then do not dishonor other minorities. So honoring different minorities. And most important, I think, in my opinion, do not eat things that were alive once. If it had two eyes and a nose and it walked, do not eat it. Because every time a poor entity is dying so it can become food in the grocery store and you're eating it, you're adding so much more karma. So we want to get rid of the karma that has been, again, like I said, it's over lifetimes that it accumulates. So I'm just going to end this with, yes, we can do so many amazing things to release that bad karma.